There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will be people who will be from different cities, from different tribes, and from different places. But they will come to one place to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the malaika, the angels, they will come to them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send sakina, noor, in their hearts. Min qabailin shatta wa biladin shatta. These are the words of hadith, that they will be from different tribes and from different places, but their intention will be to come at one place and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they will remember, then the angels, they will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will tell, "Oh Allah, these people came at one place to remember you." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Okay, tell them that I have forgiven all your sins." So one of the angels, he says, "Allah, okay, all these people to come to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person, he was passing by and he just stood. What's happening?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, "I love this sitting, these people who are remembering me so much, that the person who is sitting close to them, I have forgiven all his sins." Hum rijalullah yasqa jaleesuhum.
He was just passing by.
Just passing.
Yeah, ahimsa, what they are doing? So he's still fine.
To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two different ways. One is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue. This is called zikr-i-lisan. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue. For example, we say subhanallah, it is zikr. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, all is zikr. But this is zikr-i-lisan. Zikr from the tongue, by mouth. There is another way of making zikr, and that is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. That you don't speak, but you feel your heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So this zikr is the zikr of the heart. No one listens it. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So only you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, that my servant is remembering me, no one else knows. Even the angels, kiraman katibin, they do not know it. That's why a verse in Persian, Tajik, Miyane aashiko maashuk ramzist, kiraman katibin raham khabar nist. That in between the beloved and the lover, there is a secret that they talk to each other, they pass their message and no one knows. Even the angels do not know what they have done. So then this person who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, he remembers. The angels do not know what's happening, but they feel some good fragrance from him, perfume from him. So they write in the book of the perfume, good perfume from his body. So when on the day of judgment, they will present the book of deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, "What you have written? A good perfume coming into your body?" They will say, "Ya Allah, we do not know, but we felt the perfume smell, so we have written it." So Allah will tell, "Yes, it was in secret in between my servant and me. You do not know. He was remembering me in his heart. That is, you were feeling good smell from his body." So that's why it has been mentioned in hadith that to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by heart is 70 times more reward than we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tongue. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his heart all the time. So Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrated a hadith that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yadhkurullah ta'ala fi kulli ahyani. That that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to remember Allah Ta'ala every moment of his life. Now this is not possible by mouth. Why? Because if you are taking food, how you can make dhikr with your mouth? You cannot. So every moment means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Allah Ta'ala from his heart. In our Naqshbandiya silsila, so the way of making zikr is through heart. So most of the mashayikh in Mawara ul-Nahr, in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Ashkiristan, till Moscow, so all of them, they were Naqshbandi. Naqshbandi means that they were wed to a silsila in which they used to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala through heart. So that's why Hazrat Khaja Bahauddin Naqshband Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, he was in Bukhara. So all of the mashayikh of that part of the world, they were Naqshbandi. And they used to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala through their hearts. The Shaykh of Hazrat Khaja Bahauddin Naqshband Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh was Sayyid Amir Kulal Rahmatullah Alayh. And his Shaykh was Khaja Baba Samasi Rahmatullah. And his Shaykh was Khaja Azizan Ali Ramaitani Rahmatullah. So all of them, they were from Bukhara side. And then the student of Hazrat Khaja Bahauddin Naqshband Bukhari Rahmatullah was Khaja Yaqub Charkhi Rahmatullah from Dushanbe. And then Khaja Arif Riyo Gari Rahmatullah, also from Tajikistan. So most of the mashayikh of these areas, they were Naqshbandi, and they used to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from their heart. So in the coming majalis, we will talk about how to remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from our heart. So this will be the topic. So I will tell them so many things about how to easily remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.